Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's March 10th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley, and it's September 30th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Here's a good question to start the week that we got from one of our associates. He wants to know how long it took you to prepare to be the Messiah, God's perfect sacrifice. Did you do this instantaneously?
Oh, by no means instantaneously. It took a long, long time. When we became aware of the situation, when we received God's instructions that I was to do this, it took 1,000 years or more to gather all the people, to store the energy, to put everybody in the proper place, to arrange that everybody would be born where they needed to be born, to do the specific job that they needed to do. Oh, it took a long, long time. No. It was definitely not instantaneous. Everybody thinks that all of a sudden God says something and that moment it's done. It very rarely works that way. Oftentimes God gives instructions and it takes hundreds of years to prepare to do the thing that He wants to do. You just don't jump into somebody's body and say, okay, I'm the Messiah, and you start healing people and stuff. You have to store the energy. You have to prepare the people. You have to have people to channel that energy to you. No. It definitely wasn't instantaneous. It took a lot of work to prepare for that moment when I first stood in the synagogue and said, I am the one.
Thank you, and we'll be back with more questions after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm. Okay, we're back. Wow, that last answer was really interesting. But how did you actually know you were going to be the Messiah? That was part of our associate's question, too.
Well, Alora, it was a long time ago, but I still remember it quite well. It seemed to be an ordinary Sabbath, and I went into the Holy of Holies with a female companion, which is a tradition. And we began to receive God's blessing, and it seemed perfectly natural. We felt His touch. We felt His love. Then suddenly, God began to speak to me and tell me that I was the chosen one. I was to be His only begotten Son on earth. I was to be the Messiah, and I was to teach the people, and I was to be the final sacrifice, that the woman with me was to go before me and be my mother and prepare to bear me, and she would teach me and prepare me for the mission that I was to take. And God laid out in that time that we were in the Holy of Holies all that was to transpire and all that I would need and all that I would have together to prepare to take on this mission for Him to save His people. And so it was. I went out and told everyone what I was supposed to do, and they said, well, this is going to take a lot of effort. And I said, I don't care. This is what God wants, and this is what we are going to do. So we began to prepare, and about 500 years later, the first prophet began to tell that the Messiah was going to come and what the Messiah was going to do. And then each preceding prophet continued to tell a little bit more, a little bit more, and a little bit more, until finally I arrived and I performed my mission. It took a lot of work.
Wow, what an honor and kind of a frightening experience besides.
Never frightening, Alora. The touch of God is never frightening to the righteous. It is a blessing and a joy and a happiness.
We'll be back again. Jesus may be reached at here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.